Charlie Bath enlisted in the Army in 1941, a day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. For 4 years, he proudly served as a wire chief in the Signal Corps. That job involved running telephone wire all over France and Germany. Charlie was the guy who could climb, so that's what he did. Climbed poles, often checking for live wires by hitting them with a wrench. Now, at 90 years old, Charlie's days aren't so dangerous. Usually meeting fellow World War II veterans Earl Ellis and Jack Newhouse, also in their 90s, at McDonald's in Xenia.
Earl's wife had died, and my wife had died in 04. So we just started meeting down there, and we met down there. We stayed there for 2 or 3 hours every morning, except Sunday, and then we go to Lee's.
The group calls themselves the Liars Club because of their creative scorekeeping in golf over the last 23 years and their ability to mix some tall tales in with the truth. Sharing stories at McDonald's is what got them noticed by author-illustrator Michael Fleischman and his wife Joanne. Michael teaches commercial art at Edison Community College in Piqua. He asked if he could interview the guys about their lives.
I'm not really sure they quite understood what I was really getting at, but God love them, they agreed to do it. And the idea came, okay, let's create the book involving, you know, so photography and then actual illustration to tie it all together. The idea was always to do a real comic book out of it, word balloons and text panels and all that.
And so what are your hopes for this project?
Well, we had a big event in Xenia, another Veterans Day event. And to see it, how it really touched people, the veterans and their families, was wonderful. It was just great. A lot of the World War II vets are not going to be with us for very long, unfortunately. And they have incredible stories to tell. And I always thought that the comic book was a very accessible way to get those stories out there. It would be a shame if the stories aren't heard. Yeah. There's just amazing things about life and love and society. Their stories are really the little snapshots of society and history, our culture at that point in time.
And Charlie, what do you think about the attention that you're getting, all the interviews? And
well, I'm not much for it. I'll do it a little bit, but not a whole lot. It's all right. Yeah. But I never bragged about the service or any of that. I just told small, minor details. That's about it. Yeah. I could, but I don't.
So you're a Xenia resident. How long have you been there?
Almost 91 years. I was born in Xenia. And in 1921, I was born in Xenia. And still there. I'll be 91 January 6th, next year, 2012.
Yeah. If I can, one of the things about a comic book is that, you know, an everyday guy turns out to become, he's a superhero and he saves the world. And I thought that a comic book about these everyday heroes was, really a super idea. And it's been a pleasure and a privilege to know you all.
Gentlemen, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
With some funding from the Greene County Council on Aging and illustrations from Edison student Mark Gibbs, Michael finished the comic book in time for Veterans Day. It's on exhibit with more of Fleischman's work at the Yellow Springs Arts Council Gallery through November 26th.